Hey, this is Terpster. You're listening to Hotscast.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
You are listening to Hotscast. All the heroes of the storm coverage you can handle.
What?
Rout,
screen
rout.
Turned black.
I don't know the screen.
Well, that's not good. Well, your screen is black.
Oh, there we are.
I'm going to introduce us. Hello, my name is Vincent Minucci. I am the host of this here Hotscast. And with me are my regular co-hosts, Kaylee, a.k.a. the Nerdy Char. Hello, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi. Soon to be member of Texas. Member?
Yeah.
Citizen?
Member.
Citizen. Member. It's yeah. A membership, right?
They're all telling me that as soon as I move, I'm no longer a Floridian and I'm immediately a Texan, which I don't agree with.
I don't agree with that either.
I think I will be a Floridian for life, but
yes,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You cannot actually remove that stigma.
No, that is
you
a
You can
permanent.
Use that stuff to get grease off your hands even.
Yes.
And it's just not.
Yes.
So
Purell,
was,
it doesn't matter.
I
you'll always, you'll always
Gojo, goof off, goopy gone.
As soon as I cross the Texas border, I will be issued a cowboy hat and a horse.
Yes. Yes. And Spurs. Don't forget the Spurs.
Spurs.
Oh my gosh.
Spurs. Yes. Don't
and
forget
just remember,
Spurs.
Don't squat with your Spurs on.
Oh,
no, you do not want to do
advice.
That.
To
live by.
Yes.
Very good
words
advice.
To live by.
Yes.
Thank
That's
you.
A big thing in Texas.
Yeah. And speaking
Actually,
of squatting.
Adam, I do want to be a Floridian.
Speaking of squatting, we've got Mike, a.k.a. Fimless. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Hey. Now you're the Fonz.
My thing for the week of what I'm going to say is don't squat with your Spurs on.
Do not squat with your Spurs on. Don't do
title?
It.
Yes.
That might be. I'm writing that down.
If it's possible.
With us, we have a special guest, none other than
Yay.
Calvin Chu, a.k.a. Commander Chu. He is a ranked officer. He is a commander, and you shall address him as such from Nexus Raiders. How's it going, Chu?
Yeah.
How are you, man?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Excited to be here.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to have you. It's
you
been...
look up to your top right is your Nexus Raiders
Oh yeah, I see it on the on Twitch now.
So over there.
Yep. It's been like, gosh, ages since we saw you. I mean, at least like what, 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, just calm before the storm.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like more than a month ago?
Because Kaylee like disappeared in the middle.
Me?
Yeah, because you were like digging, right?
She was completely sober.
Yeah.
Totally. 100%.
Completely and
yes.
totally sober the entire
Absolutely.
BlizzCon weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
She did not have a drop of liquor.
Not
she had lots of drops of liquor.
Yes. She did not have
not
one
drop
of liquor.
I mean, might as well call it a river of liquor.
Yes.
Yeah, probably something like constant flow. She had like an IV. There was a backpack on her. She was just.
Yeah. You know what? That was my vacation. Don't judge.
But I'm on vacation. I actually just watched What About Bob like a week ago.
Nice.
So yeah, that worked out really well. Where did I put my pen? Speaking of, I was trying to transition that over to Ragnaros the Fire Lord, who is on the PTR as of right now. We have three people. I have three other folks on.
Have
with
any?
Me have any of you played Ragnaros yet on the PTR?
I haven't played him, but I've watched people play him.
Okay. I know Kaylee played him at BlizzCon.
I did.
So did I.
And Mike. And Kaylee was like all like,
"Hey, man,
get it, live the Fire Lord."
Yeah.
I really do.
You know what? The amount I wrecked face will go down with people knowing how he works because everybody was sitting. There was like team fights and the other team was sitting in the lane. And
right.
Completely ignored the big fiery blast coming toward them that they could see on the map.
Right.
And then just
are you saying people ignore mechanics? No.
It's amazing, but you know what? Sooner or later they will figure out that they should probably look at the map that there's a large flame wave coming toward them. To
me, are you saying people ignore the mini map?
That flame wave is more interesting than the take over the fort thing.
take over the fort thing.
I like the flame wave.
Yeah, the flame wave is awesome.
Yeah,
the flame wave is awesome. So
what you need is you need to get the CC to lock them in.
Lock them in and then hit out of it. Yeah. Well,
flame wave them.
Yeah, you have to do the flame wave first though, because there's a big pause.
You have to wait for it to get to you.
Yeah. So the CC has to come after.
Yeah, I mean, one good thing could be that also it would get people out. Like if you want to. You're stuck in that lane and you're fighting in that lane and you wanted them to leave, you know, you're like, okay, I want to get them out, stop them from fighting us away. You can get that wave going and they'll leave so they don't get hurt by the wave, gets them out of that lane, moves them for a little while anyway. Then you can push a little harder in that lane until they come back.
Oh, so. There you go. We just Ragnaros, Chromie, and Thrall.
Yeah, that would be
well.
Oh my goodness!
You slow the crap down
and sunder them.
Yeah, you just slow. Yeah, you earthquake them and whatever Chromie's swirly ball of sand slow.
Swirly sand slow.
That's what it's called, Kaylee. That's what it's called.
Could be another show title. I think.
You know, I would never doubt you, Ro.
That's what it's called. That is the technical term.
Even in Nexus Raiders, though, I think. Someone posted a video earlier today of Arthas using Sindragosa to like slow people down and then the lob wave like hitting them or something like
perfect.
That.
Ice and fire.
Oh, I know, right?
Wombo combo.
So cool.
A song of ice and fire. Wombo combo.
Yeah, right, you know what would be really funny is if the flame wave actually melted the Arthas's.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
That would be
kind of interesting. It would be very interesting if they started putting more physics effects into it where things would counteract each other so you couldn't use certain comps because they would just not work because of the elemental
juxtaposition. That's going to be the next generation in gaming in terms of hardware is being able to have stuff like that. Because right now we can't. Like we are... That would melt 95% of the computers that people...
All those toasters that people are playing on?
Yes, like the piece of turd that I play on. Like my 5-year-old literally scratch and dent reefer purchase. And it would melt it to the floor. Nice. But that's going to be the next thing. Screw 3D, screw virtual reality, that where you can actually have... You know, Ragnaros's fire wave melting Sindragosa's ice, like that level of particle interaction and physics. Because
that would be cool is if you could do it on it as an opposite. So, say the other person had the other team has Arthas and they're
counteract.
Big to worry about this. Yeah. So, you could actually pull the flame wave down and have it melt away, you know, to free you guys from the
anti ICC
or something or ability to instead of like doing things that like generally remove all the CC from you in general, like cleanse or whatever, specific picking in the draft specifically to counteract a particular hero's elemental abilities.
Right. So you got a fire team, an ice team, an arcane team, an earth
and
team.
Maybe water against fire against ice.
See, this makes sense because we've already got the Karazim skin where he's the Avatar. No, I was gonna say it's Avatar, the Last Airbender. I mean, it's literally, you know, elemental fighting.
So the worst movie ever made.
We do not recognize actually existing.
It was not
only the animated series.
Yes, only the animated series. Exactly.
Only the animated.
Exactly. Yeah. Only the animated
that'd
series.
That'd be so cool. Imagine that, like, the flames burning off, like, the ice that's on the ground or something, like Kael'thas versus Jaina. I feel like it would be so cool to even just rewatch the replays.
Oh, my gosh.
Be, like, cinematics everywhere, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Pretty cool stuff. Oh, and Adam says that you could have skins that change the elemental type. Pikachu and
why do you keep going back to the Pokemon? Have you been playing a lot of Pokemon?
I mean, there are a lot of Pokemon references in Blizzard Gaming, let's be honest.
Is there other than pet battles? Is there?
Yeah.
Like Pokemon reference or anything?
But,
like
but just in general
Pikachu
like type of stuff.
Really? I never noticed. I have to take
well, popular culture and
oh dude, I just had an idea. So going along that elemental idea, you know how Thrall has those like different elemental skins?
Yes.
Imagine if with the sundering, the animation added whatever skin he was on. So like if he was on the red one, there would be flames that came out of it.
Oh.
It was on like, I don't know what you do for a green one, but for like the blue one, it could be either like ice or water.
Well, they do.
Fell.
Yeah, they could do for the colors. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that would be cool. Because I know they do have like the epic skins that do change some of the abilities, the look of the abilities. So you could add in that.
That would be cool.
Not only does it change it based on the skin you have, but the color you pick also would change the colors inherent in the skills, which would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Arrows for Sylvanas or something, changing color based on the skin. So Rill would like that, you know, like for Li Ming, because you were upset that the globe stays exactly the same. What color you change.
Yep. So that always bothered me. Yeah. That definitely bothered me. It still bothers me. It really does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does.
It does. And it's like the least polygonally fleshed out part of Li Ming. Is that like really, honey?
Someone stomping?
No? I don't know what she's doing.
River dancing?
It sounds like she's river dancing.
Is it river dancing?
I swear my house is built out of toothpicks.
The stream can't hear it though. It's okay because we can't hear
it. I didn't hear it.
Oh, it shows up. I'm watching the meter.
You have it on yours, but the stream can't hear it.
No.
Skype kills it.
Skype kills it? Well, it'll show up in the what's it audio. Called? The audio. Yes, thank you. What was I saying? Oh, her sphery ball of spheriness. No, it's like Diablo 2 level graphic. I don't know why. She looks so
up that somehow.
Yeah. Like she looks so good, and then it's just that weird flat, maybe 3D purple ball. Like it just I don't know.
Well, that's why you get like the volleyball skin, right?
The volleyball skin is pretty sweet. The volleyball skin is pretty sweet. I want to see an idealized skin.
The thing about a sphere that's all the same color when you create it in 3D, you don't actually have to create a sphere. You can create it as a sprite because you don't turn
right.
A sphere. A sphere turned in 3D doesn't change anything.
Right.
You turn it. if there's no difference in lighting effects or anything, you're just going to turn it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, it's basically a flat disc with some lighting effects. But I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's pixely. Like, you actually see pixels.
Actually,
on it.
In general, the entire game is a flat surface with 3D effects.
Yes.
You're playing on
I forget who was interviewing whom, but they were talking about VR.
Yeah.
Oh. No, they were talking about who was it was it Falstad? I think it was Falstad. They were talking about how
he got nerfed
when he flies in. You know, like the animation of him actually flying in it. He said it's just a very clever, like graphic, like, cheat basically.
Like
it's a trick. It's a total trick to make it look like he's actually flying in.
Interesting.
And they probably make him bigger and then make him smaller.
Exactly. And then the same with the punt with the Dragon Knight punt, same thing. It's all just a scaling trick. Yeah.
You just scale it.
Yeah. Which is brilliant. It works great.
Bigger things look closer.
Right.
Bigger things look closer, smaller things look farther away.
Which makes sense because remember that bug when two Chens hit the infinite kicks.
Yeah.
And as they were fly up, but they never got bigger. They just like went up on your screen.
Yeah, that's right.
They went vertically on the screen up, you know, but they didn't actually enlarge. Yeah, that was the best bug ever. By the way. Engorge, yes. They didn't actually engorge on stitches. Yes.
Adam caught that. That's what she said.
That's what she said. Yes. Nice.
Now he's going to hear what I said that matches up.
Right. rip the age of Falstad. Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Yes. We are firmly in the age now, it seems, of Samuro and Varian.
They nerfed him a little too.
But have you been in any unranked or ranked?
No, I know it sucks.
Where they weren't immediately banned.
Samuro is so
horrible. He's so annoying.
Have you seen the new skin that's coming out for Samuro?
No.
Oh my gosh! Like I was such a fan when I saw the release. So
what is it?
It's the Monkey King from Chinese like folklore.
No.
So I'm Cantonese. I grew up watching that stuff. So oh my gosh.
Wait,
so
you mean from Mr. Pandaria, right? The monkey.
No.
I'm teasing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so actually,
3 days ago, they put that
22 hours ago. Nice.
I will only be okay with that skin if he yells, "I'm going to ook you in the Duker."
Ukyu in the Duker.
Inspired
yes.
by Sun Wukong.
Oh, that's pretty baller right there.
The Gold Club World Championship yeah. unveiled it.
That's pretty baller. Is my Chinese is my world sound off?
So that's where I know like I'm cool. Chinese and not Mandarin, because to me it's like Shun Hong.
Oh.
There you go.
Nice.
But Mandarin, it's like different.
Okay.
Sun Wukong.
Now, very did you, cool. where did you grow up?
I grew up in America.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Born and raised.
Gotcha.
Here.
Sorry yeah. to hear that. Sorry. No,
just not in Florida, yeah. so you're okay.
Well, I was here for like the awesome 90s, you know.
Oh, gosh.
90s kids, real, but
what
like,
they call the 90s? The awesome 90s?
Do they? I don't know.
Awesome. Like, I don't we're know. The Pokemon generation.
It's like the 80s.
That part you know, was awesome. Before. There were some awesome movies. However, I just had a conversation with this about this with a guy in a T-Mobile store, believe it or not. The music in the 90s, like pop music, what was on the radio, sucks
growing
horribly.
Stages. Growing stages.
No, horribly. Look, Nickelback, Three Doors Down, freaking Hoobastank.
I disagree wholeheartedly with this.
Whoa, wait, Three Doors Down isn't that bad.
They like... are garbage. Garbage. Dude,
look, I
Third
love
Eye Blind.
Music. But 90s music is great. Do
no,
not
no, it is it. Not. No, that this is only because you're like 17 was 1990. And you don't know the difference.
Is that,
what's that? No, 1990 is in the 80s. That's
you can't touch this with 1990. I know it is.
That's in the 80s. Hold on.
Well, like, that was
hey,
also
Levita, Living Levita Loco was 97.
Backstreet Boys. 90 Backstreet Boys was like a little bit before me. Wait, what's wrong with Backstreet Boys?
I was woken up every morning, by Backstreet's Back, All Right. That song. That was my sister's freaking alarm. That was my sister's alarm. And every morning I was woken up to Backstreet's Back, All Right. Every freaking morning. For
best
3 years.
Wait, for 3 years? For I mean, the
three
song wasn't popular
year.
For that long.
It doesn't matter. This is my little sister, all right? You're we're not talking about somebody got who's got exceedingly good taste
yeah,
in music.
But you're not including bands like Korn and
agreed.
Stuff like that had very good music.
There is some stuff on the fringes. On a leash. Some stuff on the fringes
well,
that was good.
You also have Mac Daddy.
What?
Baby Got
what?
Back. Come on.
Oh,
wait.
You mean Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, right.
There's a Mac Daddy also.
Oh, there was.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
There was. And like Criss Cross. Was that in the 90s? Criss Cross?
Mac Daddy is the album.
I forgot about him.
What? Yeah, I think Criss
Cross.
Oh, my Cross
God. Is, Adam,
Cross
no. Limp Bizkit was never jump. Good. Ever.
They're dude.
Always terrible.
No.
Always.
No, come on. Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Come on.
Worst band ever.
Dude, one of the funniest things ever was it was some stupid MTV show and Limp Bizkit guy. What's his name? Fred Durst. Yeah, he's like, to this other like famous guy who's on the show. He's like, yo, I'm making a movie. Do you want to be in my movie? And the guy looks at him and goes, no. I was like, oh my God, that is so awkward. I love it. Trying to think what else was in the 90s music sucked. It really did.
No.
Yes, it really did.
Stop it.
But like 90s was also like Black Eyed Peas.
Sucks.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm not a fan
except
of that.
For like, except for one song, right? The one song is like the only one that matters.
Yeah, got, okay. I can agree with that. Yeah.
Nirvana started in 91.
In the age of grunge, when I was deeply into heavy metal and grunge, I still did not really like Nirvana all that much. At the time, it was like, all right, yeah, this is new. This
Pearl
is interesting.
Jam.
Pearl Jam was good.
Wait, there was also like
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That was never huge.
Peppers.
Yeah, went 2000s.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
I like Linkin Park a lot.
I'm not a big fan of
Foo Fighters.
I love Dave Grohl. I love
poppy.
Dave Grohl. Metallica sucked
poppy.
In the 90s. As soon as the
really?
Black album came out, it was all
poppy.
Over.
This episode is teaching me to never listen to music with you because you have terrible
taste. Please don't even go there. Counting Crows suck. Come on. You what's the one the guy where the
oh yeah
was the end
Green
of
Day. Green Day Green Day's
Green
has some
the
good
end of
stuff.
90s.
What was the
Been
name of the band?
Yellow Card too.
Yellow Card, the only punk band to ever feature a violin.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was also like in the orchestra at the
time. No, hold on.
Like, oh my gosh.
Do you like actual Alice punk? Like good punk?
90.
Sometimes.
Do you like Taking Back Sunday? Kind of stuff like that?
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I actually just pulled up, speaking of 90s music, I was just listening to Punk Goes Acoustic from the 90s. That's a great freaking album. Really great album.
Marcy Playground.
I feel like I've heard some from that.
All right. I literally just found the definitive proof that 90s music sucks.
Oh, God. I'm Too Sexy was a 92.
Whoop, there it is. That is not a great song. You are 17. You are 17. You're not allowed. You're not. Nobody likes that song. If it is played at every NBA game, it's not good.
That might prove it.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky Heart, maybe. That's 92. I think that was the introduction to the 90s right there.
That was, yeah.
You really don't like Whoop, There It Is.
No, nobody likes Whoop, There It Is. That's why it's played at NBA games.
But it's
fun. It's not necessarily a good song.
Yeah. Like, oh my god,
it's fun.
Adam knows. Everyone likes Whoop, There It Is.
Hold on. Here's another one. Hold on. When did it come out? Gosh darn it!
I'm not.
Yes, it counts. Who Let the Dogs Out came out in 2000. Oh my god, that's the 90s.
Wait, do you guys remember?
That was the end of it.
This is before like MP3 players. There was like those little like hit clips. What was it called? Like, you'd get like this little chip that plays like 1 minute of music.
Yes. 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 It was like a little like solid state.
My first ones.
CDs.
Oh, I have. Where is mine?
No way. Do you still?
I do. I have my Sony. I have my Sony mini disc player. Oh, where is it? I literally still have it. I know I do. It's behind me somewhere. I've got to organize my geek shelf here.
There's crap music in every decade.
Oh, there is absolutely
every decade.
But if you were to hyperbolically lump the 90s in together, one on top of the other, the music sucks.
Clearly, the worst music is like current gen. It's terrible. None of it requires any talent whatsoever.
What you hear on the radio, yes. However, there has never been a time period in human civilization where there has been such phenomenal music being created. However, it's all indie music. It's none of it is played on the radio ever. And that's how it should be, because most people are dumb and they don't know what good music is.
I can agree with that.
Indie music has never been better than it is right now. It's phenomenal.
Way to get it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's easier than ever to distribute it, because you can do it for free and you put it online and it gets out there. Well, before you had to like go to a show and pick up a CD or pick up a tape or whatever, and that was the only way you're going to hear it.
I will point out
we should
that
probably talk about Nexus Raiders at least a little bit.
Yes, we should. Yeah. Yes, tell us about Nexus Raiders, because it has nothing to do with lousy 90s music.
Well, the 90s is awesome because I came out of the 90s, and Nexus Raiders is awesome. So therefore,
did you really? When were you born?
1992.
Oh,
so
I am old. Continue.
Lol.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah, but that's true. That's true. According to Rill, you're older than me.
He is. Really? You're 17. Accept it. Yeah. Accept it. Accept your fate. Permanently 17.
I mean, we're both in school.
That's true. You are both in school.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm in like one of the conference rooms at my high school right now.
Did you say high school?
No, I'm in grad school.
Grad school. All right, it cut out a little bit for a second. I was like, holy,
high school, right?
You could, but you're Asian. I mean, that's like the gift of Asian blood is perpetual youth.
Think about that.
Yeah. Oh God, I do not want to go back to high school. No. Oh no. I loved high school.
My eldest is in high school.
Yeah, I went to high school in the 90s. So
my eldest doesn't exist.
I got out of high school in the 90s.
You, meaning you did not enter high school in the 90s.
I did not. I exited high school the year of the beginning of the 90s.
Nice. No, I was squarely. 91. See, that's why I know the 90s music sucks so much. Because I literally was squarely in that.
So most, I had all the interesting music in the beginning of the 90s because I was already in college where you get more interesting music.
This is true. This is
true. Oh, yeah. You definitively
do. Yeah. You definitively do.
You have more access.
Yes. Yes. But Nexus Raiders.
Nexus Raiders.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So, Nexus Raiders is basically a Heroes of the Storm community that I founded along with a couple other friends. Just to help people find other people who want to have a good time. I forgot what our actual motto is, but it's something like we strive to create a open environment for people to interact, compete with each other, learn how to play, all focused on having a positive gaming experience. So, you know, whenever we see toxic behavior or harassment, we either kick people out or we have serious conversations with them. Thankfully, that's only happened once.
Really? Well, that's fantastic. That's very telling.
Where we almost kicked someone out.
Okay.
And then there was another situation where we banned a team from participating in a tournament temporarily, just because of the influence they were having. But you know, since then they've improved. But yeah, I'd like to say like everyone in Nexus Raiders is pretty cool. I mean, I consider them all my friends, basically. I mean, nice. Did I meet Kaylee through Nexus Raiders? I met Kaylee through Chris Powley.
Yeah.
Who I met through Nexus Raiders.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I know you met Kevin Swingcat through Nexus Raiders. Yeah.
Nexus Raiders. Yeah. So they're all really cool people. And it's crazy because like we started off, it was just like me and like 5-6 other people in the beginning. And then now it's at like 250, 60, 70 something people.
That's amazing. Yeah. So how can people get involved? Find Nexus Raiders. Be Nexus Raiders.
So to get involved, you can join our in-game channel chat. Just /join Nexus Raiders. There's a space in between there. And there's the S after Raiders. But it's pretty easy to find us. Like if you go online, I'm sure if you Google Nexus Raiders, you'll find us. We have a website, which is nexus-raiders.com. Yeah, right? Same difference.
Same thing.
And you can find out how to become an actual official member there because we have an official registry now for our members. And that's just to help us keep track of who's in our community and so we can give people reward points, which I'm excited about.
People love reward points.
Yeah.
Rewards are cool.
And like, I feel like our reward points have so much value because of how we're giving stuff away. So one of the awesome things that we're doing is in January, from January 2nd to the 15th, Nexus Raiders is actually hosting an online festival for Heroes of the Storm, where we're going to have like activities, contests, tournament games, all that kind of fun stuff for our members. And whenever you participate, is that the one that's for us?
I was going to give one away right now.
I also have this.
Nice.
Somebody was very quick on the yes.
let me tell you guys a little bit of what we're giving away because
I have another one for you, by the way.
Put out a photo. Let's see. Okay. Some of the things we're giving away is a Razer Mamba Tournament Edition gaming mouse.
What?
A Razer Taipan gaming mouse. And we have the white version.
That's so racist. Dude, really?
Okay. Because the white version is like kind of special edition, and it never goes on sale. Like I found the black one on sale like all the time. Okay, I guess that maybe is a little racist.
A little bit. Yeah.
They call it blanched.
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 Yes, blanched. Blame Razer. Don't blame me. Blame Razer.
You won't get
the ivory version.
Right.
ivory version. All right. So we have those. We have a couple other gaming mice. Ivory. We have those. Cupa Deadly figurines.
Oh, nice.
I know, right? We have two of them so far. We might have two more coming.
Dude, they sold out with the quickness at BlizzCon. That was redonk. Yeah. That was insane.
So, we have like all these. I can
Barbarian.
Dude, I think that one's awesome.
Barbarian's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what I was saying. Oh yeah. So the way that we're giving away these things is that people can purchase raffle tickets using their reward points, and you get reward points for participating and even for like registering as a Nexus Raider. So basically, we're just finding excuses to give away things. And we have like another set of things that we're giving away to as prizes for like our tournaments, for our contests and other things. So New Year Festival is going to be really exciting. And we're going to have you guys too, which is really cool.
Yes.
Kaylee, you're still casting, right?
Totally. Just remind me. Like, for the love of God.
Just remind me. I like it.
I'm so bad with
reminder. Yeah, remind her a lot. Don't just, not like one time.
Right.
You have to keep reminding. Like,
push notifications.
I started the Are We Podcasting Tonight text
You
message.
Did.
You did.
You are correct.
Yes. And I was literally standing on a roof in the rain. It was 39 degrees, raining, and windy as heck.
This is why you don't live in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is awesome. We are the vampire state. Yes. It was really bloody cold today.
Did you just say it's the vampire state?
Yeah, Transylvania. I mean,
it's bloody cold. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's bloody great.
Trans-Pennsylvania.
Sure, yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's awesome. So, when, tell us about this festival that's going on. When is it going on? What is it going on?
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us. Yes.
So, it's going to start January 2nd, go all the way to the 15th. So, we have activities every day. Monday through Friday, I believe we have things starting at 4 p.m. Pacific, and they go all the way until 10 p.m. Pacific.
Nice.
I believe the first weekend, Saturday and Sunday start at 10 a.m. And go until 10 p.m. Pacific. I think week two, though, for our semifinals and our finals of our Master League tournament, that's going to be January 14th and 15th. I think the day starts at 9 a.m. But I mean, that's all Pacific time. Basically, it's kind of like, or the way I tried to organize it is kind of like an online BlizzCon, but only for Heroes of the Storm. Because we're also going to be like featuring guests. We're going to have like some interview sessions. We're trying to get some voice actors. I can't really say who right now, but we're trying to get some voice actors to say some really cool things and read scripts.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, actually, one of the things that we're giving away is a 8x10 inch Tychus photo or poster signed by the voice actor himself.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So that's happening. To get involved in the festival, all you need to do is just go to our website. We have a register for the festival button on the homepage. We can also go to our festival dashboard, which is pretty accessible through the links and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty easy. For those of you who are already Nexus Raiders, or if you want to be Nexus Raiders, registering for the festival will also register you as a member. So it's a two-in-one thing.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You know what? These days we need 2-in-1, honestly. There's just not enough time in the day for everything. I need to be able to, do my grocery shopping while going to the bathroom at the same time. Like that just, that needs to happen.
I would really prefer you did not.
Can you imagine like those little, that beep, beep, little carts that go around the motorized scooter rounds in grocery stores, if they also included like a little kabode in there.
Can I just say,
oh my gosh.
Mike will understand.
Actually, that's probably happened in Florida.
The saddest thing for me about leaving Florida, no more Publix. Oh my God, no more Publix. What am I going
to
do?
No more public bathrooms?
You have to find, public.
No, Publix is like the best.
Oh, the grocery store.
Ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like what? Like
it's like
public supermarket.
Right. Pub LIX, right?
Yeah. Apparently
Publix.
Yeah, I lived for a while
in Kroger or something, but I don't even know what Kroger.
There's other state. There's other things around. Man. In Pittsburgh we went to the Giant Eagle, which I'm sure Real probably has Giant Eagle.
Giant Eagle. That sounds very American.
We have the Giant, Eagle. Not Giant Eagle.
Or maybe they got rid of Eagle.
Maybe they got rid of the Eagle. Yeah, we have Giant stores.
It was the '90s. And then in Boston, it was Shaw's and Stop and Shop.
We now have Wegmans in this area, which they
Wegmans, you have Jersey, like Jersey. That came from Jersey.
I thought it came from New York first, but.
Well, maybe.
But I don't know. I'm not sure. But, Wegmans are amazing. Nothing good ever came from
Someone
Jersey.
Someone stole
so
my
no
credit card
in
number
Jersey.
And went to Wegmans.
Dun, dun,
really?
I'm like, I was not in Jersey.
Are you serious? You know what happens to me? There, we
All
have a
I was
Costco.
In BlizzCon, I found out.
You're joking.
Wow.
They had taken it before I went to BlizzCon, though. So I was like, okay. So I was looking at it, and I'm like, they're all from Jersey. They're all in Jersey, and there's Wegmans. And the thing that really kicked it for me that I knew was someone who stole my card, because they actually went and used a credit card at Red Lobster.
Oh.
Which I would never do, because right. I work for Red Lobster.
Because you work for Red Lobster, right.
I would never pay with a credit card there.
No.
Because right. I have hilarious. A credit card.
You get all the lobster you want for free.
Absolutely no way I would have used my credit card at a Jersey Red Lobster. So, yeah.
Scott Johnson got his credit card stolen at BlizzCon, too.
What?
Yeah.
It didn't happen at BlizzCon. It happened before, because there were charges from before it. I just found out at BlizzCon.
He got a call first day and was like, yeah, somebody's trying to buy $300 worth of sneakers or something.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was his son.
Right.
Sounds like I really need
His son was with him. Yeah, so I think he's got a pretty good excuse.
An alibi?
Yeah. He's got a pretty good Nick was with him, so he's got a pretty good excuse. Yeah. thankfully, that did not happen to me.
Sneakers, no.
Thankfully, yeah. But what does happen to me with Wegmans is we have a Costco that's like 500 yards from the Wegmans, so I'll run to Costco, get 15-gallon thing of ketchup and 50 pounds of pickles. You know, it's Costco. It's what you do. And then I go over to Wegmans. Well, for whatever reason, that combination flags my credit card as stolen every time. Every freaking
time. That's
what
people do. It's what people do when they steal credit cards.
But it's just that. It's just Costco to Wegmans. That's it. And it's not even it's my freaking check card.
I was like, what about pickles and
ketchup? What? That's what you get at Costco.
Just the pickles and ketchup.
Yeah, the pickles and ketchup, right. When you get 50 pounds of ketchup,
and then you go to Wegmans, they go, what the hell? That could not be somebody who would ever buy that.
Right.
Proof that you can do anything you put your mind to. I go to Costco twice a month in my Z, and I make it home.
No.
I swear.
No.
You
are some of those pictures we see online of like people pulling out of Lowe's and Home Depot with 50 sheets of drywall sitting on top of their car that's now a half an inch off the ground.
Everything's in the car, but the thing that I don't tell you is that Joel's driving and I'm in the passenger seat with like paper towels in my face.
Right.
And like
80 rolls of paper towels. Yeah. Yes.
See, the problem is not that it's a Z. It's that you bring Joel with you.
This is right. Yes.
Bring Joel with you, you would fit anything you wanted to in your Z.
Do you have any idea how many more pickles you could buy if you didn't bring Joel?
The amount of volume of pickles.
The volume of pickles goes up exponentially. Exponentially
Ask
more
Joel
pickles.
How many pickles he can eat.
Oh, wait. So that girl that hit us back.
Have you ever done that where you went there? You went, we can't fit this. You have to eat them now.
No.
You made him eat whatever it is so you could just toss it. No? You haven't tried that?
You guys will get it. You guys are going to kick out of this. So. Like back in February, back in February, we got rear-ended by my coworker and he hit his windshield. Right.
Oh.
So her insurance company told him that he was lying because of his stature. There's no way he could have hit his head. They actually told him that.
Come on.
I was like, he has a traumatic brain injury. Like there are so many scans proving it. And they're like, you're lying. We're like, what?
Okay. I had it beforehand.
I am not directing this to anybody listening to this show right now, because obviously you're listening to the show, which means you're awesome. But insurance companies are the most evil, rotten, nasty, horrible entity on the planet. And I really wish
an insurance company that listens to Hotscast, then let us know and we'll all switch over to you.
Right. Yes, no. Exactly. I genuinely wish that the plot of Fight Club would actually come
Texas
true.
Insurance company that Nerdy may want to switch to, and you listen to Hotscast.
Let us know. Her.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Zabby's right, though. So we needed to haul lumber and we used her Mustang, which is funny because it's not much bigger than the Z.
Yeah. I'm hold like, on. Really? You like went from one sports
it
car
works.
To another.
It works. She had more trunk space than we did.
I'm literally just, why is this Snopes? Hold on. Does it mean it's fake? It's probably fake. Dang it.
No.
What are you faking?
I was trying to find This isn't the right picture. This is something different.
What
I know
else are we supposed to be talking about that actually
and you know that counts this is normal,
for Hots
right?
as counts as
yeah,
heroes?
Basically.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
He knows that. This
except
is
except good. Now I'm part of the conversation instead of
yeah,
just listening.
Yeah, you can like talk about small cars and putting lumber into them. And
yeah. Well, I mean, there was.
Oh, crap, I refuse. Right. I will not put any lumber in or near my car for a while.
Why? What happened?
Well, no, it's because I just wouldn't do it. It can go in my, it can go in the truck. It's not going in my Audi. Thank you.
Oh yes, you just got a very nice new car.
It's also a lease.
Yes. Oh, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. It's a lease, and it's not. Yeah, even the SUV is a lease also, but it's made to.
That's made for that, but like you know, an Audi, like
so, yeah, I'm not. No, I. You know what? The it came with these all weather floor mats.
Yeah.
And I looked at them and laughed. Like, there's no way I'm doing anything. Yeah, I just got a spit take. That was awesome. Look at that. I got a spit take. There's no way I'm doing anything in this car that would require all weather floor mats. I'm just saying.
We have all the weather. We have sun and
yeah,
rain.
We have all the weather. Yeah,
sun
we have all the weather.
And rain.
Yes.
And wind.
Yeah, like sun. Yeah, and wind. Well, and so they're still in the trunk. Like they came in the trunk, they had the regular floor mats, and they came. They're in the trunk still, just on. And I'm using them as like mats in the trunk to put things on. Like,
sure.
Real in like 1930, it snowed in Orlando. Okay? In like 1930.
Right.
Is that one the last time.
That was the last time.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. It's not. It doesn't snow.
Do you see that Hawaii's getting a foot of snow right now?
Really?
Yeah. Now, granted, it's at like it's on one of the mountains. Yeah, it's on one of the mountains.
Yeah.
But this mountain, this
like,
mountain,
when you're above the like ozone layer, it's
but it only ever gets like a dusting a year, like literally a dusting, and it's getting a foot of snow right now.
Wow. I mean, it snows in the mountains outside L.A.
That's not snow though. That's like radioactive smog debris.
What is it?
It's radioactive smog debris. It just collects in the atmosphere and
blow cocaine out there on the mountains. And make it look like there could be.
Chew knows. Chew, what is that that's falling from the sky?
Knows. On the mountains.
On the on the mountains.
What is the mountains? What is
a joke that I'm not getting.
No,
did you go? He missed it. In LA, you go out to the mountains in southeastern-ish California. There is snow in the mountains.
In the mountains.
They're just tricking us all. It's not real snow.
That's exactly. Exactly. What was the?
It's really
movie?
Lumber that Kaylee drove up there in her Z, put in a wood chipper, and made it look like snow.
What's the movie with Denzel Washington where? Oh crap! Do I want to spoil this? He's.
I mean, I don't know how Denzel Washington made a movie in the last 10
years. Yes, he's.
Really? Wait. What?
Oh my gosh! How do I describe this movie without ruining it?
Do you want to find out what movie it is by describing it, but don't want to spoil it?
It's not Children of Men. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
The freaking movie with Denzel Washington, post-apocalyptic
movie. He has a lot of them.
It just came out in the last couple years. If I give like any details,
so many post-apocalyptic movies.
If I literally give any details, it's gonna totally give it away. Mila Kunis is in it. Why is it not in his list of movies right here?
I have
sure
no
it was Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Why would
the Equalizer? No,
no.
Sure
no.
Not
the Equalizer.
Adam says Book of Eli.
Safe Thank house. You, Adam.
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli.
I totally meant to watch that a long time ago.
Oh, it is such. I'm very glad I didn't just spoil
Gary
it. What?
So Gary Whitta wrote that.
Wait, Gary Whitta, who also wrote.
Gamer,
yeah,
podcast guy from
yeah, you're right, screenwriter Gary Whitta.
Gaming podcast, yeah,
holy crap,
I knew.
Definitely watch Book of Eli, Calvin. It's amazing,
really?
And I'm glad I didn't just ruin it.
You cannot give away the secret.
No,
you cannot.
No.
Well, you know, after my finals, that's going to be on my to-do list.
Oh, and here's a newer one that just came out. If you haven't seen Arrival,
oh, I've heard nothing but good things.
It's really good.
I need to see
it's
that.
It's slow. It is not an amazing action, like really.
No,
fast,
I don't need
you
that.
Have to watch right. it. It's,
hey, but
I keep saying it. If M. Night Shyamalan
Ding Dong
made good movies, still, he might have made something like.
The one he just made, The Visit, was so good.
The Visit.
It was.
Oh
so
yeah, but that's too horror. I'm not.
It's a horror movie, dude.
No, but not. No, but not all horror.
Rogue One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my tickets for Friday.
Oh, man.
Friday at 3, I'm seeing it. I'm taking my dad for his birthday.
I need to do.
Dude, it's Rogue One. You cancel those things.
That's on my list.
It's Star Wars.
On my list of things you I need to do.
Cancel everything.
Yeah, you have to show up on the evening that it comes out in full cosplay with an entourage.
Yes.
I mean, come on. What do you think?
Exactly. They have it coming out on the weekend that school gets out here. I'm sure most places the same.
Well, yeah, like for me, this is my current finals week. So, dude, I'll be free next week. I just have work, but
then you're expected to watch it 3 times and report back.
3 entire.
That reminds me. Have you guys seen the videos of that what's it called? The Jedi Academy or like Lightsaber Academy or something? Like they literally have people who spar using lightsabers.
Yes.
It's like super cool.
That sounds amazing.
Yes. I heard about this on either Full of Sith or Cantina Cast. One of the two was talking about it. Yes, lightsaberacademy.com.
Yeah, it's
problem is every time I see trailers for the movie, I keep thinking of Jane Hawking from the Stephen Hawking movie Theory of Everything.
I haven't seen that yet.
So it's her. So I'm like, it looks like her. So I have
you
to
look like somebody.
Watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it's
like
basically
like Stephen Hawking's wife.
I think it's like it's Kenpo, but they use lightsabers instead of bamboo swords. I need to find one of these because I've actually always wanted to train in Kenpo. Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I trained in Shotokan.
Heroes to talk about?
I don't know, but I think, Calvin, you need to get going, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's kind of done.
Yes. Well, tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, you can find me personally on Twitter. I'm just Commander
Chu. Right there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
He's right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right here. so I'm Commander Chu on Twitter. You don't need to find me though. Just look for Nexus Raiders and you'll find me there.
Okay. Nexus-Raiders.com.
Right.
Yeah, Nexus-Raiders.com. If you want to join us for some games, we have a cursed server. Go to the Discover tab and look up Nexus Raiders and you will find us. I think, currently we have 258 members.
Is that all?
Oh, we got one more since I joined.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Other since you joined. Yeah, so awesome. That's where a lot of things happen. A lot of us use voice comms when we play. You can also find us on Facebook. Our Facebook is our page is facebook.com/NexusRaiders, but our group, which is where most discussion things happen, it's facebook.com/groups/n.raiders. That might be a little harder to find, but if you just search it in Facebook, I'm sure you'll find it. That one has like 220 to 230 people in it. Just request to join and we'll approve you. Yeah.
I'll link it on our Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just do that. Super easy. And if you still have issues finding it, just tweet me and I will help you out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tweet me because, like, I just started using Twitter because of Nexus Raiders. So, like, I think I have, like, no followers except for, like
podcasters. Tweet them all sorts of stuff.
We follow you, so that's good.
Yeah, no, like it's just you guys podcaster, right?
Right.
Okay, so I have 32 followers.
Oh, we gotta fix that. It's at Commander Chu, right?
Yeah, yeah, just Commander Chu.
CHU for audio listeners.
Yes.
Commander Chu. Yes. Commander Chu CHEW is probably gonna be some kind of a cooking blog or something along those lines.
Yeah, it's probably someone else.
Yeah, yeah. Chewy, yeah, you never know. Could be a Star Wars thing. Who knows?
Yep. Okay, yep. Let's see how many people I can get to follow you.
Nice.
You are officially published on our Facebook page, yo.
Nice.
Oh, yay. Awesome.
All right. So we don't want to hold you up, buddy.
Followers. Let's see how many we can get to follow you.
I'll check that later. I gotta.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Study.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love to come back anytime, as long as it's not right before my finals.
Yes, right, exactly.
Actually, I guess even though it's right before my finals, I'm still here.
Yeah, you're a trooper, man. No, you're not a trooper. You're a commander. So
hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Exactly.
Hey-o.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, even in our curse server, so you know how there's, like, different positions? positions and like titles you can have. So mine is actually commander. And
nice.
Then the two other community managers are lieutenants. So
nice.
I think it's hilarious.
That's awesome. That works out really well. That's very mm-hmm. fortuitous.
Yep.
Nice. All right, man. Literally.
Well, have a great rest of your night and all the rest of the podcast. Too. And hopefully I'll see you all in the Nexus.
You got it. Absolutely, man.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Okay. Cheers, buddy. Be good.
See ya.
Later.
Yep.
All right.
Location of everybody, right? Here it comes.
All right.
Once he disappears. For now, you guys are okay, but you may have to move.
And that's fine.
Move things around in the...
Dark Storm. Check that code, dude. Make sure that worked. Because, I don't know, I could have typed it wrong because they're like 3,000 digits long.
Dark Storm.
3,000.
3,000. Right. Yeah, I whispered it to you in Twitch. So, just so you know. I am still filling out my, excuse me, my Nexus Raiders thingy. So,
thingy.
Your thingy, yes. Oh,
there you guys. You guys moved. So now I have to figure out how to get you guys in the same place.
Ooh, who is my favorite hero? It's probably Artanis right now. Although it's always been Tyrael.
Oh, wait.
All right. Medivh, when did he
Nerdy Charge, get in the game? My favorite hero.
Just kidding.
Are we finished?
Are we going to talk
about Yeah, I think we are.
Work, don't you, Ro?
No, actually, my I didn't end up doing an inspection this afternoon, so I don't have a report to do.
Whoa.
Although I do have a long day ahead of me tomorrow. But yeah,
I'm starting a training class tomorrow, so I kind of need to bounce.
Training sucks.
Okay.
That's all my job. It's literally what I do.
Oh, boy, sorry to hear that.
Those people who run training classes, they suck. It's like the worst. They're the worst.
I will say I have had some.
Maybe not as bad as insurance people.
No.
But the trading people are close.
See, you've got Satan and then insurance people.
Below them?
And no, but no, you got Satan. Like he's like.
He's the worst.
Right. The worst. Okay. So you got Satan.
I'm just wondering.
In the entirety of the insurance industry, and then a huge big gap, and then trainers. So,
what's the difference between an insurance person and a catfish?
What?
One's a bottom sucking, mud sucking bottom dweller. The other is a fish.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
hey. I like it. I like it. Okay, good. It worked. All right. Like I said, 3,000 digit long. Look at it. I mean, look at the length. Look at that code.
3,000 digits.
Why does it have to have that many digits? And they're so small.
You have to say 10,000.
10,
because that's the Illidan thing. It's always 10,000
digits. Hey, speaking of 10, guess who finally hit 110? Woo! It only took a month and a half.
Weird.
I think I knew you got an achievement of some sort, and I said congrats at some point.
No. When did it come out?
A while ago.
August. It took me three months. Wait, September, October? It took me 3 months. That's pathetic.
I have 3 110s. I have 3 110s.
Do you know Akari has 5?
I got
110
a rogue
Demon
to 110
hunters?
Faster than
Not
you.
Surprising.
Real.
I didn't level my rogue. I didn't level my rogue.
I know you didn't.
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
I didn't.
I did. I got my rogue to 110, which is crazy. I am not a person who likes melee. I have 2 melee classes at 110.
What's your other melee?
Demon Hunter.
Oh. I didn't know you did a Demon Hunter.
Demon Hunter is awesome.
Demon Hunter is amazing.
Yes.
Demon Hunter is amazing.
Freaking awesome.
All right, friends.
All right.
Everybody's got to go. Okay. Did you want? We're just going to bye.
I don't know. Do you want to play a match? I can play a match.
Sure, we can do one.
If you don't want to do one, you don't have to.
No, we can't. What time is it? 10:40?
10:40.
10:40, good buddy.
Yeah, we can do one match.
Okay.
Be fine.
One match.
All right.
Okay, we'll do a match.
GLHF.
Good luck. Have falafels.
Yeah, falafels.
Yeah, falafels. See you, Kaylee.
Yeah. All right, later.
At Nerdy Char on Twitter.
Later.
Hit her up. Yell at her. Right. Be mean to her.
Follow Commander Chu.
Yes, Falcon and Cheer.
All right, night, guys.
All right.
Oh, shit. Nuclear launch detected.